This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's also a great time to be a listener in WEEI Afternoons. Andrew Razor Raycroft from Nesson joining us now. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Razor, how we doing this Thursday afternoon?
I'm wonderful. Good afternoon, everybody. How we doing there?
You sound a little down. I'm going to need you. You don't sound wonderful. Are you okay?
Oh, really? No, I'm good. Sorry. Okay. I didn't bring the energy.
Okay, let's go. Better.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's Bregman Thursday.
That's right. Bregman's here. Let's go. We're winning the World Series. Didn't you hear? It just happened overnight. John Henry's smoking cigars somewhere and celebrating. So we kicked off the Four Nations play last night. Brad Marchand got a goal. Just any reaction to that action getting underway? Marchand scoring, you know, whatever you saw last night?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Lived up to the hype. There had been a lot of talk. Are these guys going to go hard? Is it an exhibition series? We saw all of that last night. That it isn't. They went real hard. The overtime was electric. So much fun. The building was incredible, as you would expect in Montreal. And it was nice to see one of the Bruins get tallied on the board there in Montreal.
Yeah, I know we hate the Bell Center just because that's where the rival Canadians play. But that does seem like a hell of a place to see a hockey game that matters, Razor. And I'm kind of excited, actually, to not just accidentally watch tonight, but, you know, lock in on the U.S. team. I don't know, for some reason, my hockey fandom, whenever it's nation versus nation, like the Olympics and now this, I think it ratchets up. And I think the same goes for a lot of people. Like years ago when it was Ryan Miller, the old Buffalo goalie that played out of his mind in the Olympics, right? That was an incredible Olympics. So tonight's U.S. Finland. And obviously, there are very vivid memories for American hockey fans whenever you think U.S. Finland. But what should we expect out of the U.S. team tonight? And who do you think will be some of the stars that will shine for them?
Well, you're right. And best on best hockey, when hockey guys pull on their national jerseys, it's a different game. And it's just incredibly intense. It's a big deal to everybody. And we saw that. Not just last night, but this entire week, and how excited the guys are and how passionate they are. Team USA is locked and loaded. We always know that Canada has the best players in the world when you're talking about McDavid or you're talking about McKinnon and Crosby, but the U.S. is stacked this year as well. And unfortunately for Finland, they've got a weakened back end. They've lost three players to injury on the back end, and it's tough for them to find depth. So this one, Team USA could really take advantage. Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel, the Tkachuk brothers, and then on the back end, of course, Charlie McAvoy, Zach Werenski's having an unbelievable year for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're right there with Canada, and they play Saturday night. That's the main event, but tonight will be an appetizer to watch Team USA.
You know, Razor, this is, to me, this, you just hearing you talk kind of lends to a –
I think a broader question, just the state of hockey in the United States. I think I read somewhere that 15 players on the Four Nations USA team all participated in the USA Hockey National Team Development Program that's been established a long, long time ago. Just your thoughts overall on the United States, the hockey programs and developing talent and where that stands. What's your thoughts on that?
The development program that you speak about is for teenagers, 17, 18-year-old kids, and they go and they work, and there's no model like it around the world. It's best in class, and that's why you have 15 guys that went through the program on this Team USA team. They're basically trained and bred to be on this team and be Team USA, and they do an amazing job. And the big thing is they're from all over the country now. What hockey is in the South, the Southwest, in Dallas, in Texas, in Arizona, the top players on Team USA are from all over the country, not just Massachusetts and Michigan and Minnesota, which was the standard in the 1980 gold medal team. So hockey's growing in a major way in the United States, and they continue to develop in a great way. U.S. hockey does a great job. And the development program is an absolute testament to all the world junior wins they're getting and now putting this team together this year.
Our buddy from Nesson, Andrew Raycroft, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. First, a quick question. Are trades allowed right now? Is there like a moratorium or anything, or are they allowed to do deals right now?
Deals are allowed to be made right now.
Okay.
I don't think the league will necessarily want a blockbuster deal to override the news that's going on with the Four Nations, but deals are definitely allowed to happen. And if they are going to happen, you know, maybe in the middle of next week, you might see them.
Okay. So the next question there is, and you know, this is always coming in some form or fashion. He scored a goal for Canada last night, Brad Marchand. Where does he stand? You know, we entered the year talking contract extension and all that. Then we went through the whole fiasco. He and Pasta hate each other and all that. He might get traded and all that. They're taking calls. Where does Brad Marchand stand with the Boston Bruins? Is he going to get extended? Is he going to retire? Is he going to get traded? Is he going to lead them to a cup in 2 years? Where do we stand here?
From my point of view, he's getting extended. Okay. Or the deal's close to being done, or they're on the same page and they can, because they have such a great relationship and he's been here and won a Stanley Cup here, that they'll just get it done in the summer. No stress. We'll, you know, take care of all the other business you need to take care of and then get to me. That's typically what happens with Hall of Fame players or guys with their jerseys going to the roof. They're just, we'll get it done. We'll figure it out. Make sure you get all the other business sorted out. Tell me what you can give me and we'll go on from there. So I that's the way I see it. I don't see too much drama behind the scenes from anything more than that. Of course, there has been more outside noise this season, but that's based on the fact that they're not winning the division by 20 points like they have the last few seasons at this point.
Razor, a two-pronger right here for me. One, like with the break, do players that are not participating in the Four Nations tournament, do they, you know, treat it like some people do the end of an NFL season or end of a sports season? Like, do they jet off to someplace warm for a couple of days and decompress? Or do people just sort of stay local, take it easy, and maintain that in-season mindset? And two, while just sort of Googling about for what kind of trades the Bruins could pursue, I stumbled on one in the hockey news where a writer was adamant in saying that the Bruins should be aggressive in pursuing Kraken winger Jared McCann. Could you tell me anything about him?
Jared McCann, I'll start with the second one first. Jared McCann's a pretty good player, unrestricted free agent in Seattle, so typically the West trading to the East. He's a scorer. You could compare him to a Jake DeBrusk in that, you know, 20 to 25 goal scorer, gets hot, gets cold, but can be a guy that absolutely chips in. So he is an interesting name and probably would, you know, without digging too deep, would check some of the boxes that have affected the Bruins, and that he can create from nothing. And sometimes I think that's where the Bruins are at. They need a player that can, not every game, you're not getting a David Pastrnak in the deadline, but just a guy who can out of nowhere score a goal or out of nowhere score two goals and get you a win on a random Tuesday night. to the previous part of the question, absolutely, guys, you know, I would be on the first plane out of town at the end of this. So you're definitely taking a break. You are getting out of there. I've seen a bunch of guys playing golf and out on the beach, and you're taking this entire week. Now, they start practices up next Tuesday, so next Saturday they play games. So it's a two-week break, but technically it's only 8 or 9 days because they're going to start practicing on Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. So you basically, for lack of a better term, blow your brains out here for 4 or 5 days and then, you know, get on the bike probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so you're not a complete slob when you show up to practice on Tuesday.
I'd love to just go blow my brains out with some NHLers someday. Yeah, I bet you that's a good time, man. I don't blame you for getting the H out. Razor, we got 25 games left in the season when the boys come back and we pick up the regular season again. What are you looking for? What are you hoping for that you see from this team with about 25 games left in the schedule?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, I tell you, the big ones are the seven before the break or before the trade deadline, and that's really going to dictate. If they can come out of the gates and get a reset from this, enjoy their beach time, and be a better team, be a more consistent team, and go 5-2, 6-1 in those seven games, I think they become a team that looks for a Jared McCann or looks for that one extra piece. It doesn't cost a lot. I'm not talking about a first-round pick or a huge, huge buying opportunity, but just add a couple pieces that might put you over the top in a first-round matchup. So, again, the 25 games are one thing, but I'm really looking at the seven games out of the break to know what this team is and know what kind of direction they're going to go in.
Razor, you know the deal. We ask our guests to predict the game. So tonight's game, you got USA Finland. Looks like USA a pretty heavy favorite. How's that one going to play out?
Yeah, I don't have to go too. I'm going not on a limb at all here, and picking USA to go on a pretty good. They're gonna show well tonight. Canada squeaked it out in overtime last night. They entertained everybody. They started out real hot. But Sweden's a much better team, especially on the back end, than what Finland is. I already mentioned the injuries that Finland's had. So I expect USA to pound away on Finland tonight, but they'll keep it somewhat close. So I would pick USA. I would pick the over, and I would think that Finland kind of keeps it close for half the game.
Wow, USA and the over. I like the deal. Can USA win this thing?
Yeah, absolutely they can. Absolutely. Canada is going to be formidable. Sweden, like I said, you can't sleep on Monday. Team USA plays Sweden at the Garden, and it'll be a great game because, again, Sweden's tough to close out. But absolutely, Team USA and Team Canada should be in the finals Thursday, and Team USA can get Canada for sure.
All right, love Razor. I like the call. We'll enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, fellas. Appreciate it. Have an awesome
Thanks,
weekend.
Buddy.
Thanks,
too,
Razor.
Buddy.
Andrew Rake.
Come on, baby.
That was not only just for the Bruins. He gave some love to the USA. I'm so fired up for tonight now.
Oh. Where's Razor from?
Canada.
And he's giving us love.
That's a little bit of not a Homer Horn worthy prediction. He was pumping the tires, the old US of A.
Don't worry. He earned that earlier on in the conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, I love Razor, and he's brought to you.
Come on.
He's brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.